shetehei behema mitzui lele regolim. Like, why did the Rabbanim pick these times, which they have to do right before the Gimel Regolim, before Pesach, before Shavuos, before Sukkot, in order that the Rabbanim wants you should have a lot of animals around for the Gimel Regolim. So therefore, people know that when it comes already, like the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they can't just shech their animals. They have to first take off Ma'aseh Behemah. So it takes time for you to do it. So if so, people hold their animals around, and they'll have animals for Yom Tov. So therefore, they're going to pick these times before Yom Tov. That's when you should take off your Ma'aseh Behemah, in order that the animals will always be around. Yeah. Like I said, that's not like we learned that actually Giyagurim before comes this time, Mutalim Chalishka. If you want, you can sell your animals, you can check them. But, no, there's a question there. There's a question. Even though we learned that before comes this Zman, you're allowed to sell it, but still, Nichalet Listavit Mitzvah Mamayna, Vahode Lizvim Blechel. There's still people who want to do mitzvahs. So if even there were a lot of sells or shechted before this man, but they know when it becomes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the Zman to take off Ma'aseh Behemah. So therefore, from before that already, people won't shecht their animals, they'll stop hold it around, and when it comes Pesach time, there'll be plenty of animals, whether it's to bring for Korban, whether it's time teeth for Basi Yom Tif, so we'll have around. Alright, then we'll stop here. Can list for the reason why the Rabbanim made these three zmanim to take off Ma'aseh Behemah was kadesh shetei behemah mitzui lele regolim. They should make sure to have behemahs around at the time of early regal, but you have to be able to have a behemah to make either for eilus riyo or else for teat meat on Yom Tov. And the yafagav, even though it's not, we learned that actually giya gerin mutalim chorbalishchait. Even though we learned that before comes this time to take off Ma'aseh Behemah, you allow teeth from your animals before you take off Ma'aseh Behemah. So why should anybody leave the animals around? They may shech them and eat them before Yom Tov anyway. Smur says, no, for that alone, Nichalei Delesavet Mitzvah B'mamayna. A person himself would want to wait and not eat his animals until he first takes off Ma'aseh Behemah. They have tzaddikim, like people want to do the mitzvah. So therefore, since the mitzvah to take off Ma'aseh Behemah is right before Yom Tov, they won't stam shech to sell their animals way before, but they'll wait until these 2 weeks before Yom Tov, and they'll take off Ma'aseh Behemah, and then they'll shech, and then they'll sell. So there'll be plenty of animals around at the time of Yom Tov. And v'odu after that, lezvin v'lechel, and then they'll sell it and eat the meat. V'osvai. So Mara says, Nastam v'yamai korale goyrin. How come the Rabbanan called it a goyrin? The Gerah is used like a silon, where you have your wheat, you have your tefuah. Smor says, yes, it means to say that Tivlok Gerin, that Midirabbanan now, once it comes these times, like the Mishnah said, Omach Lekas, but it's 2 weeks before Pesach, so at that time now, Midirabbanan, you're not allowed to eat from your animals until you first take off Ma'aseh Behemah. Like if you have 10 new animals that were born to you that year, so now there's a chiv like to take off the Ma'aseh Behemah before you eat it. It's like Tevil. Like by Tfuah, you're not allowed to eat the wheat before you take off Trumas and Maisras. So that's why it's called a Goyrin. Now the Gemara explains, V'kama Pros, at the beginning of the Mishnah, the first Shittas war that the Bekiva holds, the Shalosh Gruonis war, the Pros HaPesach, the Pros HaTzez, the Pros HaChag, Pros HaSchaz, what does Pros mean? So the Gemara says, V'kama Pros, is Pirish Reb Yosef Reb Yehuda, Ein Pros Pochus Mites V'Avyon. Means like 15 days. Kitsa pras means like half. It means half of a month. So half of a month before Pesach, that's when you have to take off Ma'aseh Behemah. Samaras says, that was the Pshat of Akiva in the Mishnah. Samaras says, my mashma, what's the proof? How do we know that pras means 15 days? Amar Bavua, it means, pras means palgo. It means half. Palgo de mai, half of what? Palgo de Hilchas Pesach. That there's a locha that 30 days before Pesach, you're supposed to start learning Hilchas Pesach. Kihod the Tana, this that we learned, that Shoyelim Vedorshin Bilchas Pesach, Chodim LePesach, Lamed Yoyim, you start to learn Hilchas Pesach, ask questions about Pesach 30 days before. So, Pras means half of that time. So, half of 30 is 15. So, Bekitza, 15 days before Pesach, that's when the Rabbanim made his man to take off Ma'aseh Behemah. And therefore, since most people are going to want to wait and not eat their animals before, they'll wait until they take off Ma'aseh Behemah. So they'll have plenty of animals around when it comes near Anisa, near Pesach. Therefore, there'll be plenty of animals to make, bring karbonis and to eat with. Now, Reb Shimon Gamliel loymer shtei shabosis. He also knows that the zman when to be derish shulchas Pesach is 2 weeks before Pesach. According to him, you don't have to wait 30 days, but only 2 weeks before it's enough. So, see what he'll hold in our mission about when is the pras, when is the time to take off ma'aseh beima. According to him, it's not called the pras. According to him, Stam, it's only 2 weeks before Pesach. That was the zman to take off ma'aseh beima. Now, Ben Azim in the Mishnah says, Ben Amai says, Bichof tes bader. He does not stam say like 15 days before Pesach, but he says clearly, Chof tes bader, the 29th day of Adar. And what then he says, Biechot b'sivin. He says, not twice a sivin, but the first day of sivin. So, but my commitment, what's the machlokes in this Shailam? So, like this, my commitment, what are the yogs, Rabbi Kiva Ben Azai? Rabbi Kiva Sovar Adar Hasamach Lenisin, that Rabbi Kiva holds the Adar, that's near Nisan, is Zimnin Mole, Zimnin Choser. Sometimes that Adar has 30 days to it, and sometimes only has 29 days to it. I mean, yeah, or 28 and 29. I mean, the Rosh Chodesh is either on the 29th day, or sometimes the Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th day. Therefore, it doesn't say the exact time, it just says price means 15 days before Pesach. Well, Ben Azai Sava know that Adar has Somat Nisan, the Adar right before Nisan, is Lielam Choser, it's always missing, it's always only 29 days. Therefore, Kfir Lazman, Bechof Tes Badr, yeah. Therefore, we always said it's 29th day of Adar. The 29th day of Adar, that is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Like Adar only has 28 days, the 29th day is already Rosh Chodesh. In other words, from the 29th day until Tes Vav is always 15 days. Sastam Machlekis. The Kiva says Adar is sometimes full, sometimes Choser. So you can't stam say Chof Tes Biadar. Sometimes it's like Lamed. So if we have to say Bepreis, just 15 before. But according to Ben Azai, it's always a Choser. Therefore, 29th day, that's exactly 15 days before Pesach. Yeah, now the Mora says, that he says, Biyechod b'sivin. How come he says Biyechod b'sivin? How come not pras? How come not 15 days before? The answer is, I did the loin nefisha. Since you're not going to have that many animals anyway, like you just gave off ma'aseh beima before Pesach. So between Pesach and Shavuos, you don't have that many animals. Not that many were born to you. Therefore, if you're going to tell me lekadim aliaser ademot regel sharmilu. So he doesn't have that many behemoths anyway. They're going to tell me to take off the ma'aseh beima 15 days before Shavuos, so then those 15 days is going to start shechting the animals, and they only have a few, so they'll eat them up before Yom Tov. Therefore, by Shavuos, this man is on only 7 days before, like on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the first day of Sivan, that's the time for ma'aseh beima. That says Mishneh Bechof Tes B'Av. One man Yom says the 29th day of Av, that's this month to take off ma'aseh beima. Yeah. That was Ben Azai. Ben Azai said that B'Esrim Esrim Atisha B'Yav. Yeah. So now Ben Azai Latam, Ben Azai goes according to his own Tam. The Yomah, the Ben Azai himself says, Ho Elulim, the animals that are born during the Chodesh of Elul is Misasrim Ifnei Atzman. They have to take off Maisa between themselves. Only if you have 10 animals born that month do you take off Maisa from it. Because he has a suffix. When is the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa? Is the Rosh Hashanah from Elul, the beginning of Elul? So the animals born during Elul goes after the next year? Or is the Rosh Hashanah Tishrei? Therefore the animals born in Elul go after the last year. And since he has this doubt, so the animals born in Elul, you take off Maisa from them alone. So therefore he says, when is the time you should take off Maisa Beima? Like for sure, that the last day of the year, according to him, would be Chof Tes B'Yav. Because after that Elul already, it's a suffix, maybe Elul, maybe the starting of the new year. So we can't tell you to take off Maisa then, because it'll be Gzera, people think that it's still a continuation from the last year. Therefore, the last day of the year is Chof Tes B'Yav. That's like a Vadai from last year. Samura says, V'lasrinu b'yom lamed, let's say the 30th day of Elul. Samura says, no, Zimnin sometimes the Mechasrin Leil Yav, the 30th day of Av, I mean. No, sometimes Av is a Choser. and therefore the 30th will be already Rosh Chodesh Elul. Ulbinan lemevet akeira b'chodesh v'yoshen. We wanted to be a clear difference that everybody should know that last year's is one din ma'ase beima, and the chodesh, the new year's, is something else. So you want everybody to know, like, take off ma'ase beima before the new year starts. So before Elul means the last day of Av. That's when we want you to take off your ma'ase beima. So everybody would know that you can't mix in last year's with this year's. That's called the make a heker to know between chodesh and between yoshem. Now it says Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimrim, B'yechod B'nisan, B'yechod B'sivin. They said, no, the Zman to take off Ma'is Beimo is on Rosh Chodesh Nisan and B'yechod B'sivin. So B'yechod, that they say B'yechod B'nisan, which, yeah, why? Kev Shimon Gamliel, the Yom that he holds Beis Shabbosos, like the Zman of Hilchos Pesach was only 2 weeks. So then also, it's enough 2 weeks before Pesach to take off the Ma'is Beimo. Why B'yechod B'sivin? Kediyamorin, now we said this story before, that there are not that many animals anyway born between Pesach and Shavuos. So therefore we want you to take off the Ma'aseh Beim as late as possible, as close as possible to Shavuos, that you still have the animals left over. And the Choftes B'Elul, what does it say, Choftes B'Elul? Choftes B'Elul, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, they both go into according to their own time. The armor, they both say that B'yechod B'tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Ma'aseh Beimo. Now they don't have a doubt. They say clearly, our Rosh Hashanah, that's the new year for Ma'aseh Beimo. Therefore it's good what they say, Choftes B'Elul, that's like the last day of the last year, that's when they take off Ma'aseh Beimo for last year's crop. But that's last year, and Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, that starts the new year. Now, V'lom Omer, why was it said, B'choftes B'Elul, the Mishnah says, like, why don't we take off Ma'aseh Beim on Echad B'Tishrei on Rosh Hashanah itself? So the Mishnah says, B'vnei Shu Yomtiv, of course it's a Yomtiv. Like, we'll see later the Mishnah, you have to, like, paint the 10th one red, so therefore you can't paint on Rosh Hashanah, so therefore we don't take off Ma'aseh Beim on Rosh Hashanah. For the Gemara, but typically, anyway, Tevinu Lemevet HaKeru, like we said before, B'Chodesh V'Yoshan. We want you to make a difference that everybody should know. Like now it's the new year, so you don't take off Ma'aseh Beima from last year's on this year's. So that's why anyway that the Svarah should take off Ma'aseh Beima before the new year. And not wait to Rosh Hashanah to take off then, because then people may mix up and think you could mix up last year's with this year's. Svarah says true. I tell you, Chodah V'yod Kom, he says one reason, and then a second reason. Chodah, one reason is the Bina Lamevet Akeira. That you have to make a heker, we should realize that the Chodesh V'Yoshan, that you cannot take off animals from last year with this year's. So that's what has to be done before Rosh Hashanah, to know last year's are separate. V'yoyt, secondly, B'vnei Shu Yomtif. Rosh Hashanah is a Yomtif. And V'yev Shalasa B'Yomtif Mishum Sikrito. We'll see later, you have to like paint the 10th one. So since you can't paint Tzaveya on Yomtif, therefore we don't take off Ma'aseh Beim on Rosh Hashanah, but the day before. Rabbi Meir Oimer, B'echod Elul, Rosh Hashanah L'Ma'aseh Beima. Rabbi Meir Shittur is that the first day of Elul, that's the new year for Ma'aseh. Ben Aziyam, he's Mesupik, Ben Aziyam has a doubt. He doesn't know whether you go Basa, or like Rabbi Meir Shittur, to Echod Elul, or do you go after Rabbi Lezer Shittur, and Shimon Shittur, to Echod B'Tishrei. So therefore, Ben Aziyam had a doubt. So therefore, he says the behemoths that are born on Elul have to be Ma'aseh by themselves. So here's the question, Tani, we learned. Ome Ben Aziyam. Since it's a suffix, where Meir holds you go bosa Elul, Reb Lezer holds you go bosa Tishrei, so Ben Aziyah had a doubt, therefore he goes Mesafik, be Meisah there by himself. So that's the question, why? V'lech say time of the man Mestaber, like how come Ben Aziyah has a doubt? Why didn't Ben Aziyah just see which one makes more sense, like he knew how to learn, and the one that makes more Mestaber, more Svara, he should pass in that way? The Chitem, maybe you'll tell me, Lemote Koya Temayo, no? Maybe Ben Aziyah wasn't that strong in learning. Maybe he didn't know the real reason. And the Rav Tani was on like this, that Ben Aziyah himself said, that Kol Chachma Yisrael Doimim Alayk HaKlipas Hashem. Like all the Chomim Klai Yisrael were to him like the shell of a garlic, meaning like nothing. Like he was much greater than them. Chutz Min HaKrach HaZeh, excluding this Krach, bold one, which Rashi says means Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, he was more choshev than him. But I call upon him, you see the Ben Aziyah, he's not saying that's Gaiva here, he's saying the truth. The truth is, he was a big time chacham, he knew how to learn very good. So the kasher is, then how could he have a doubt? The Khuri should have passed in one way. So the Gemara answers, Amr Reb Yechanan, Mipnei Hashemua, Amru, Mipi Chagai Zechayim Malachai. Meaning to say, that Reb Meir says, you go boss Elul, it's not his own Svara. He says he heard it over from the Novi. From Chagai Zechayim Malachai told him that. The same thing Reb Lezer Shimli also said he heard it over from the Novi. So therefore, since it's a Choshev and Memra both ways, it's hard to pass in one way. Tani would learn like this. Be'ezet Tzadar also means Ketzad. How is it that Omer ben Azai, the ben Azai said, Ve'lule misasun liyatzman, that the animals that are born and join this Chodesh Elul, they have to take off Maisa by themselves. So it's like this. It doesn't really mean by itself. But what's going to be Nodul loy hei ba'av? Let's say this person had five animals born to him on Av. Ve'hei ba'elul, and then five animals were born to him during the Chodesh Elul. Saying mitzdarfen, he doesn't have chiv to take off Maisa ba'ino. Because maybe we pass him like Rabbi Meir, and Elul is the new year, so he can't put the two together. What's going to be Hei Be'elul Behei B'Tishrei? Also a mitzdarfen. Because maybe we pass him like Rabbi Lezer, that Tishrei is the new year. So therefore you can't put together five from last year, five from this year. Therefore in these two cases, Rabbi Lezer holds the potter. But what's going to be if he had Hei B'Tishrei, Vehei B'Av, mitzdarfen? Let's say he had five animals born in Tishrei, and five animals born in Av, and then five animals, Hei B'Tishrei, five animals born this Tishrei, that's the beginning of the new year for sure, and Vehei B'Av means the last month of the year. So for sure, these two are in the same year. Tishrei is the beginning of the year, and Av is the last month, so both according to Rabbi Meir and according to Rabbi Lezer, it's born the same year, you take off Maisa. So Mora says, Kshita, what are you telling me? Of course. Mora says, no. Now the time I would have thought to say, Ki Heicho Demafsiki Shonim, just like last year's and this year's, you can't put together, maybe also Mifsike Geronos, that's something that's born before Pesach, and some are born after Pesach, you can't put together either. So the ones that are born on Tishrei, with the ones that are born on Av, since there are a lot of Yom Tovim in between, maybe you're not mitzdarf them either. His kamashmalon, that's the chiddush over here, yes, the Kohen ben Azai, the Yom Mitzdarf. And like it says in our Mishnah, really. Because it's not like we learned in our Mishnah. Chamish lefnei Rosh Hashanah, v'chamish l'yachar Rosh Hashanah em mitzdarfen. You have five animals before and five animals after, it's two different years, you can't put the two together. But what's going to be chamish lefnei agorin? Five animals were born before the Gurin, before Pesach, let's say. For Chamish al Yachag HaGurin, and five were born after Pesach, then Harelu Mitztarfen, then he could put them together. Because the Din of Gronis is only Midirabonin. But Midirais, it's all totally in one year, so that's the Chiddush. And even though the Rabbonins put different times, but they're not Mafsik, that if you didn't take off Maisa before Pesach, you can still put together the ones born before and the ones born afterwards, and take off together. Now, Omar Rabba says, Ladivre ben Azai, according to ben Azai Shita, that the ones born in Elul is a suffix, whether it's the last year or the new year. So he holds, what's going to be Noldaloy Chamish Abav? The person that had five animals born to him during Chodesh Av, that's for sure last year. The Chamish Abelu, it's a suffix whether it's Mitzturf, whether it's part of last year, or whether it's in the new year. But he also had the Chamish Abatishrei, he had five born in Tishrei. So Mamonoshach, he has 10 born in one year. Like whichever way Elul is, if Elul is from last year, he has 10. If Elul is the next year, he also has 10. So what do? Is Kainzun Adir, put all 15 into one corral, Lissasar, and make sure you take off mice, to take off one of them. And Venoitel Echon Menelulim. You have to make sure the one that comes out, the 10th one, should